By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party.us.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Listening to Renegade Broadcasting. Thank you for calling into Renegade Broadcasting.
Your time has come.
A storm is coming. Our storm.
And when it arrives, it will shake the universe.
Welcome to the Solar Storm. This is your host, Kyle Hunt, coming to you February 28th, 2021. It has been a ridiculous year so far, and I don't expect it to get any less ridiculous, though I do think that they might ease up just a little bit towards the spring and then summer in order to lock it all back down again. But that's just the way I see things. Anyway, we've got a show for you here tonight.
It's really been planned out, and we have so many notes.
Yes,
no,
indeed.
We don't.
Indeed. So, I do have Sinead with me. She just got done working in the Renegade kitchen.
The garage kitchen.
She makes the Heathen Herbs products, which is just a few feet from where we're doing this show here tonight.
Yeah, I was just making incense, so I smell like a million different essential oils right now. It's
very
intense.
Nice. It is intense.
I'm like, woo! Breathing in the fumes.
I do have to tell the story.
What, the blender?
No, of when I brought something back to Walmart. Back when we actually got to stores.
Yeah.
I'd gotten some coolant for the car, refrigerant, and I was bringing it back because I realized I didn't need it or didn't want to use it. And when I went in there, the woman looked at me, and she immediately assumed that the thing was just going off, that it was leaking. So she was in a hurry, and she was like, "Oh, I gotta take that, put it in a bag or something." Like, well, what's going on? She's like, "This is leaking. Can't you smell it?" I'm like, no, that's not refrigerant. My wife just slathered me up with so much face cream all over my back and everything.
Because I always, when I'm cleaning up the dishes, I always have all this cream all over my hands. I'm like, anybody? You guys want some lotion? And my son and...
No, I'm good.
Kyle are always like, no, we're good. And I'm covered in it. I'm, covered in oil. So I'm like, can we not get a towel dirty? Can you guys just use some lotion?
No, I'm not a lotion guy. I use it, here and there. When I need to, the lip balm is great to use.
Yeah.
When I do use something on my face, I use the anti-aging serum over the creams and the lotion. If you just haven't done that since an early age, it's just not something you want to necessarily do. I used to have to go through the proactive routine.
Oh, yeah. That was proactive. Terrible. That stuff just literally dries out your skin.
Ooh, it's so bad.
That stuff's terrible. Yep. Oh, yeah. I used to do all that garbage.
Never again.
No.
And there's so many better solutions. One of them, just taking a look at maybe the dairy in your diet.
Yeah.
That's one thing that could be contributing to all of the acne. I don't think acne is necessarily a natural thing that people should have at any stage of life.
No. I mean, puberty. There is a genetic aspect to it, just anecdotally. Like, my dad had it, had it. But we also grew up eating garbage, both of us.
And I get a little acne still sometimes to this day. Probably just because of the things that I do that aren't necessarily always the healthiest. Or if I'm just not feeling 100% or stressed out in some way, that's when a little bit of acne will come out.
Or sweating on mats.
Yeah, that could do
that's
it.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
No, there are many reasons. And when I do not feel that great, in general, that's when I do see the flare-ups.
Yeah.
When I'm feeling like $100, which is nothing these days, when a million... 100 million.
Billions.
Yeah, when I'm feeling like that, usually I don't have any acne going on. But anyway, when you coming out with the Zit cream?
Just use the bentonite clay face mask. That's all you need.
There you
just
go.
Put some clay on your pimple.
It doesn't cure acne, FDA, but it can be used to treat.
Is acne considered a curable disease?
I don't even know. Wow. You can't claim to cure anything. You
have
to cure for anything. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And that's why that guy Trudeau, Kevin Trudeau, not Justin, he had that book. They're probably related. They do look a little.
Yeah.
He had that book, Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About. This was a guy who was selling all sorts of things.
He had a big MLM.
Yeah. But actually, I did have that book. Somebody gave it to me, and I read it. And a lot of the stuff is legitimate.
Yeah, of course.
He's just packaging together.
The coral calcium guy?
But, yeah. Yeah, it was. The guy who could basically was claiming you could cure cancer on these late
coral
night infomercials with coral calcium because it makes you alkaline. There's something
too.
Yeah. Alkalinity. But, selling one thing as the cure-all, I don't think is ever right.
Right.
You can't just cure something with just one single pill.
Right.
Even if it is the based red pill. The green pill? Remember Gadsden with his green pill?
Oh, God.
Terrible.
I don't want to remember any of that.
One thing I wanted to mention was something that we've recently been using more of, and that's ozone.
Yeah, ozone. We have an ozone generator, so you can, do it for the air or for water. We use it, to put in a water pick or a water flosser when we do our teeth.
And before that, we had one for the laundry.
We would just fill up our water picks at the laundry.
Yeah, right, but this is great for laundry.
Yeah.
It's great for cleaning really anything. If you really want to desanitize your fruits and vegetables, you could put them in some ozonated water. With the air purification, if you are going to go that route, just be careful with it. And you want to make sure you're not in that room when you're super ozonating it. But you would know if it's at a toxic level because you'd start coughing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good for you to breathe. But when it's in the water form, it's really a great cleaning agent.
Yeah. I love the way it smells.
Mm-hmm. Like after a lightning storm.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it is created.
Yeah.
But all these things never taught to us when we're growing up. They're just simple solutions. Already not eating meat and dairy we're also avoiding so many different food toxins and different bacteria.
Parasites.
So that we don't have to worry and spray all this Lysol everywhere to make sure we're killing all of the germs
Salmonella
from that chicken that we were cutting up on the cutting board.
Ugh, so
that's
nasty.
That's when cutting boards are really a problem. People talk about cutting boards being inferior, you know, the actual wood ones being inferior to the plastic ones. Because you're actually making all these cuts into the wood, which is where all the germs can hang out.
That doesn't even happen with a good cutting board. You're not going to like be able to cut.
You are making little cuts into that wood.
But not like huge.
Well, that's enough for these germs to hide out and thrive and everything. But if you're not cutting up a chicken breast, for example, on it, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
There really are not the same level of food problems with fruits and vegetables.
No.
Sometimes. Remember, what was the romaine recall?
Right. Well, that's because they're using manure. You don't even need to use manure. And if you do, you obviously age it and it breaks down for a long time. You don't just throw fresh manure on your
plants.
That's
always a problem.
Yeah.
You can't just throw the chicken poop right onto the plants.
Especially chicken poop, because it's so high in nitrogen, you're just going to fry your plants if you throw it on without letting it decompose for like... I haven't even put mine, the pile that's been decomposing for a year, I haven't even spread it on the plants yet, because I might use it on things like blueberry that like nitrogen and the azaleas, but yep, gotta be careful with that stuff.
Just regular old homesteader out here.
Oh yeah.
I see the bottle right here.
The back guano bottle.
Yeah, it was a little close to the mic, I'm sure. Yeah, the back guano
bottle. That's for the crack key, which we need to reset up.
Super bat. Mm-hmm. Isn't there some kelp over here? What's this?
Yeah, liquid kelp. That's like a foliage spray. You don't like... Yeah. You can also put it in the crack key in the liquid form. It's just liquid kelp.
Spraying some leaves. Yeah. Again, we were really given no courses in this.
No.
This is something that should be required.
I'm having to learn from my failures as a gardener. No one, you know, took me under their wing and was like, let me teach you.
Wouldn't it be great if gardening was actually taught in kindergarten?
Yes, that would be awesome.
Children's
garden. They used to do like little, grow a little seed in a cup for a week.
It's
more
of a science experiment.
Yeah,
right?
It was never just
how to sprout a seed.
Practical.
Oh, great.
Living skills. That would have been nice.
No, get a wet paper towel, wrap the seed in that, put it in a plastic bag somewhere in the dark, and, you know, come back in a few days, and it's going to have sprouted, and then you just throw it out.
Throw it away in the Ziploc bag. All right, next lesson.
Kill life when it starts to thrive.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah, that would have been nice if I was taught about soil development and, you know, because... Yeah, they might have gardening courses, but they're, you know, maybe advocating for throwing a bunch of Roundup on stuff or Miracle-Gro and these chemical fertilizers, which they might help your plants grow at first, but they become like drug addicts to this stuff. They need more and more and more.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a point where they just can't grow anymore. So it's like short-term benefit, but long-term loss. So soil development and... You know, natural ways of fertilizing, that's so important to know.
Which is pretty much under the umbrella of permaculture at this point, I would say. Not everybody uses that terminology, or even a food forest. You know, a lot of times they're all describing the same kind of thing. But that's really the way that our whole world really should go. Get away from all these monocrops, and it just the destruction of the soil that happens when the modern farming practices are just run wild.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just the modern farming practices, it's the like the huge agri giants, which is now Bill Gates because he owns the majority of the farmland in the United States. It's these people who are really destroying it. Yeah, the monoculture of the local farmers probably not that great, but they're not the ones who should be blamed for what's taking place. But this goes back a long time. Even the Dust Bowl, that was a result of these practices. All of the topsoil out there in the West, in some places are reported to be 12 feet deep and things like that. Because that's what happens after so many generations of things falling to the earth, all these life forms, and then decomposing. And it creates just the best covering for all of this soil. And so the covering then becomes the soil, and new covering comes down on top of it. And this is why you have the wood chip method of gardening. It's not great at first, but really it does
develop.
It
takes a while.
Yeah.
But you need to constantly be adding mulches, not just wood chips, but leaf mulch, anything, just plant matter.
Yeah.
Ground cover, all kinds of stuff.
And so easy, also with the raised beds. Maybe you could talk about that.
I know. I need to write a blog post. I came up with this really cool raised bed idea. So I was looking into these galvanized steel culverts. They're basically like pipes, large pipes for like water treatment places, or just they're like little channels. These galvanized steel like tunnel things. So you can, if you can get your hands on actual culverts, you can buy, you know, them cut up, and then you just flip them over, use them as a raised bed. You fill them up. They're either circular or oval. But what I did is, because all of the ones I was looking at were way too expensive, way out of my price range. So what I did is I went on to, you know, like Lowe's or Home Depot, one of these places. And I looked, I don't know what it's technically called. It's like when you have a basement, the little like round kind of protective things that go around the outside. What are they called?
The windows. Yeah, where you have a window. I forget.
I forget what it's called, but it's like that little thing that you dig out and you have the little...
Yeah, it holds the dirt back so that your window can get light.
Yeah, that your basement window can get light. So I just bought two of those, and then we just tied them together with zip ties, and we've got, like, awesome raised beds that are galvanized steel. They're going to last a lot longer than wood, and wood is expensive. Yeah. Cedar is expensive.
That's what I built the first raised bed out of.
It's done. It's completely,
it decomposes because we have all of this stuff that's in these beds that are meant to decompose wood.
Right.
So eventually, it's going to fall apart.
So the galvanized steel, I've got two of them right now. I'm going to do a blog post eventually, but right now what I'm doing is I'm just filling it up with food scraps, leaves, branches, you know, things that I see around, lasagna garden method.
Yeah.
And then I'll throw some compost and soil on top of that, some azomite, and then I'm going to grow some stuff.
Yeah, things have really thrived when we've done that method.
Yeah, the lasagna method, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, in nature, things are going to be decomposing naturally. So, you know, some people say to mix up your compost in a blender or whatever, chop it up so it'll break up faster, but I think if you've got enough worms in there, they'll figure it out. They know how to eat through stuff quickly.
I think the things that are doing the best, well, everything's actually doing pretty well right now.
Mm. Except the broccoli, because
it's so hot. Yeah, but all of the trees and the different fruits and things that mm-hmm. come back every year.
Yeah.
The herb, which is the banana tree.
Yeah, the banana.
We did
herb.
Lose the bananas that were going to be our first.
I had my first crop of little mini bananas, and then I don't know. The weather got all weird.
It got really cold just out of nowhere.
Looking back, I should have just cut the bananas off.
But they were tiny.
They were so small, yeah.
We wanted to grow big. Mm-hmm. But that's all right. He's got a bunch of friends that are going to be ripening.
Yeah.
Or coming, blossoming soon.
Mm-hmm.
The best smell, I think, perhaps in the world, which is essentially the neroli smell, right?
Yeah, it's neroli.
Is the citrus blossoms.
It smells so good. When you walk by the citrus trees that we have, it just smells like perfume. It's so nice.
And guys, we're not living in this massive
no.
palace with huge gardens around us.
No, we have a pretty small backyard.
These were
cheap.
But if you buy plants when they're young,
yeah.
you could get them for not very much money.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to put in the work yourself.
Yeah, it's an investment.
To raise it to be a big
producer.
Producer, for sure. But it's great. It's great. And we don't, you do pretty much all the gardening. Mm-hmm. I help once in a while getting stuff from the store, hauling it back and throwing it over to you. And I did buy you that cool cobra head weeder, which seems to work well. So I'm not going to let you have all the credit.
Like, I bought you a tool to do all the weeding.
But
for
you don't spend a huge amount of time in the garden.
Well, because I've mulched the heck out of the garden. I put cardboard and mulch down everywhere that I don't want weeds, and it works pretty well. I'm also looking at things like jasmine and clover and different ground covers that I can use, so I don't have to keep weeding all through the summer and the rainy season, because oh my God, it's such a process in the summer here, trying to keep all those Asian strangulation vines away from everything. We have these invasive Asian vines that just strangle and choke out all of the life here. It's crazy. It's pretty symbolic, honestly.
Oh, have you all mind if I come in?
Oh, I come strangle you. It just strangles all the trees. It climbs up them. We've saved a few trees, but I mean, it takes a lot of work. We can't save them all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those things suck. I have to battle them back all summer because they are trying to attack my trees, and they latch on and then they start strangling them.
Hey, you know what else comes from Asia? The greening disease.
Oh yeah, that's true.
The bug that carries the greening disease, mm-hmm. which came out of nowhere essentially a couple of decades ago and started devastating all of the United States citrus crop. And apparently the only way to really deal with it most of these commercial growers say you just got to cut it down, like cut down everything around it. But apparently the way that people actually deal with it is by using a lot of good organic fertilizer.
And then usually issues with plants, it's not always, you know, it can't be saved. You got to slash and burn. A lot of times if you just give them what they were lacking or what they need, they can then fight that thing off themselves naturally, you know, without using harsh pesticides and things like that. Like, for example, if you have aphids and you'll usually see red ants around as well, that would tell you that your soil's too high in nitrogen, you know, so you'd want to get some kind of nitrogen fixing plants or just try to make the soil less high in nitrogen. Mm-hmm. But usually it's just a way, as annoying as it is, because I'm constantly bitching about these worms and all these caterpillars eating my stuff, but it's a way of, you know, telling you, all right, something's off here in the balance. You got to like fix something with the soil.
You know, what's cool is having the milkweed and then letting these caterpillars eat the whole plant and then, you know, then they become the monarch butterflies, which are becoming increasingly endangered these days because of all of the monocropping that's going on, all the pesticides, of course, that goes along with it. Mm-hmm. And who knows what else? Perhaps the 5G, you know, the Wi-Fi and everything. So it's good just to do your little part. Same thing with the bees, right? I love seeing all the bees that come around. And I haven't been stung by a bee since I was a child. Maybe it's just the bees that come around here. Yeah. I've been bitten by some wasps. Goddamn wasps.
Oh, they're awful. They're painful.
Yeah. Don't even get me started on the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. Oh.
Freaking wasps. Oh, my gosh.
What, that was the program you were in,
that Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs.
The wasp.
Yay.
No reason for wasps. Get rid of them. Kill them all.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't even even when they bite me, when I go out and I kill them, I don't want to have to kill them. They just need to be somewhere else.
Just go be somewhere else. But
man, those things hurt.
Oh, yeah. Same thing. Remember when you went to go move that little house thing?
Oh, my God, yeah. So
that swarm.
And it was an insect house.
Yeah, it was for beneficial insects. It's for, like, little toads and little butterflies.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, a hornet's nest.
What ends up happening is the hornets say, thank you, wasps, yeah.
We're moving in.
And so I went to go move it, not knowing they were. Actually, I was just taking off some wood from a shelf I'd built back in the backyard. And these guys just got super pissed, and I was running in with my hands running through my hair, saying, get off the back of my head. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to mention, cause we talked about red ants for a second. Yeah, I still hate them, but I can deal with it. I can deal with it. Not as bad as a wasp bite. We were around another famous Florida creature today.
Oh, my gosh. We saw so many gators today. We were very close to them, too. Luckily, we were high up. But we did this...
Not necessarily too high.
We did this 7-mile hike out near the St. John's River. And that's just, like, that's where they all live, right on the side of the river. And in some parts, that trail was so narrow that it was just like a little tiny ledge and then a bunch of gators just down in the water.
Mainly just on one side. The side of the river.
Yeah. But they weren't on our side.
Oh, man. Saw a bunch of big ones.
Huge.
Saw a bunch of baby ones.
Yep.
And this is just such a regular Florida thing.
Yeah.
If you want to go out.
No one really bats an eye. They're like, oh, yeah, I see some gators down there. All right, cool.
You see that gator over there? That's a big one.
It's a big one.
Well, they don't really cause that much trouble.
No. In fact, we saw like a bunch of like white people with their country music and their Trump flags just partying on their boats, remember?
Yeah.
They were they're just waiting in the water. That's Florida for you. These people just they make, you know, rope swings in alligator infested water. They don't care.
We've gone off rope swings.
We've gone
not with our child.
No, we've gone canoeing. We've gone swimming in like gator water. I mean, it's just Florida's crazy, but so are we.
The funny thing is that when you're actually out there, your fear instincts don't really, you know, rise up that much. Or at least mine don't. And
they were a good distance away.
Yeah, and our son wasn't.
He was like, remain calm.
Yeah,
remain calm.
Yeah, so he wasn't, you know, too freaked out by it. No. I'd really say that snakes, especially ones that look like they could be venomous, but just snakes in general, probably would cause me a little bit more alarm. Maybe because they don't have legs. I don't
probably
know.
Probably because of the black racer snake that aggressively broke into our house.
Yes, it's not just
he
that.
He literally busted into our house. He was so... I've never so seen fast. A snake so aggressive in my life. And it's a small snake, but oh my God. And
That one wasn't that small.
They can bite. I mean, it won't, like, kill you, but...
Yeah, it's not venomous,
it's
but...
It's aggressive.
It likes to bite. It's super fast.
So
super aggressive.
Fast.
So we were leaving, and I had to catch it and bring it out the front door. Use some tongs to try to get a little bit more distance. But those weren't big tongs. Woo, that was tough.
That was horrible.
I wouldn't feel that antsy about another kind of snake, but the way this one moves and how fast
it moves, really fast. Ooh. And it like lunges at you.
It
pounces at you.
I'm used to snakes just kind of not wanting to.
Yeah, they just go away. This one's like, come at me. And it just came in the house. It ran in the house.
Yeah, that was so crazy.
And we had
it ran
to find
right
out
by
where
you.
The hell it went.
You opened the door.
And you were like,
just raced.
What the hell was that?
Why'd you let that in?
I didn't let it in. It just ran in. Well, it didn't run. Whatever. It just slithered in quickly.
Whatever. I'll take that snake slithering in quickly.
Over
any
the
day
rattlesnake.
Over the rat. The huge rattlesnake.
A giant rattlesnake.
Oh,
in the
my God. Right before
that
a hurricane.
That was freaky. That was really freaky.
After that, I was like, maybe something big's coming. This is a sign. So let's just board up the back
yeah,
slider.
Yeah, we just saw a rattlesnake, a giant one. So, yeah.
An omen. That was the first time, first and only time we saw a rattlesnake in our backyard. And oh, man, I would not be upset if that never happened again.
Yeah, same. I hope he's far away.
Yeah, as soon as I went out to go deal with it, you know, I because you mentioned a snake in the backyard, I went out to go, you know, shoo it off, and it started rattling at me, and I said, whoop, I just hightailed it right back to the porch. I said, all right, you take your time, just
enjoy your
just
stay,
move on.
We'll be over here if you need anything.
Backyard's now off limits until he leaves.
Yeah, oh, at least they rattle and warn you.
Yeah.
Because there are some that don't do that, they just get you.
Yeah. That's what's cool about the rattlesnake, and that's why I kind of do like the Gadsden flag. Not Gadsden.
Don't trend on me, bro.
Don't
remember the Veganator. The Veganator used to say, don't trend on me, but he, unironically, he thought that the whole don't tread on me actually was don't trend on me. See the aspect.
Is he real?
I don't even know if he's real. He went away. He doesn't seem to be around anymore.
After he left Renegade slash
he went over
booted
to
off.
That like National Socialist.
Yeah, he went over to the NSM for a little while, gave some speeches.
Oh God.
And then he just disappeared.
Yeah, weird.
A lot of interesting characters.
Yep.
Come and go.
They come and go.
So I guess nothing else to really say about the Gators, other than that I kind of like their style in terms of they just chill.
Yeah.
For most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not looking to hurt anybody. Kind of like the rattlesnake. But if you come at them and you mess with them,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to get the bite.
And they're sneaky, too.
Oh,
like they
yeah.
Remember that one that we saw that was completely
submerged
underwater?
Oh.
It was just... And if you didn't really...
If you weren't looking for them.
You wouldn't really see
them. I was
him.
Looking for them, but yeah.
You know, it was really shallow water. Somebody might be like, oh, I'm just going to walk in here. Just walk to the other side real quick. Mm-mm.
That's not what he's looking for. He's looking for a smaller thing to eat, but yeah.
Florida's just crazy. There, remember when we went to Gatorland? They had pictures of like little children, little girls in dresses, like riding on the back of gator, like baby gators at a birthday party. That's just what they do down here. It's freaking crazy.
Yeah.
I love Florida though. It was nice to go out and see a bunch of people without masks, except for those two weirdos that looked like two dykes with their dog in a backpack. Remember
yeah.
that? I was so confused. I was like, why is the dog in a backpack? You're on a hike. Why can't the dog walk? Maybe it's like a retarded dog.
Well, maybe you don't want to get
special needs.
Eaten by a gator.
True. Good point.
But you just keep it on a tight leash if that's
yeah.
the case.
Yeah. But it was nice to see people out and, you know, like, without masks on, saying hi to each other, having conversations out in nature, and everyone was enjoying the nice weather and getting sun.
Mm-hmm. So important.
That was nice. It felt a little bit normal.
Yeah, you really need to unplug sometimes and
yeah.
have a mandatory outing. It's also good for just doing a body check. Can you walk 7 miles?
I can, but my feet were sore.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Our son kept up a good pace.
Yeah. Kind of complaining towards the end.
Towards the end,
should I take this break out?
Sure. But I mean, I was complaining in my head. I was like, oh God, my feet. Feet are so tired.
Yeah, I feel like I could have done quite a bit more. So
I need better shoes.
Yeah, you probably don't want to walk 7 miles, you know, every day, but...
In the woods. I mean, it's we great, were having to go over woods. Obstacles. Oh, my God.
But it's so much more refreshing when you have all those trees around and some water, even if it is gator
nice
infested.
Nice breeze.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's important. It's important to do that. Yeah. And as I said, can you walk 7 miles? Because there might be a time when you need to walk 7 miles.
Yeah.
You know,
with a bunch of gear on your back.
Yeah. Yeah, so I might sign as a backpack for maybe half a mile total.
Yeah, just give his little legs a break.
Yeah.
I mean, if my legs were sore, his legs must have been sore too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't marching slowly.
No, we were at a good pace, running some of it too.
Yeah. So the Renegators. I just think maybe that's our new mascot.
Yeah, we need a mascot.
Just for us too, because we're the only two on the network right now, if it is even a network at
this
point.
Yeah, it's not really even a network anymore. It's just one, yeah.
I think I might just cancel the live broadcasting aspect.
That's probably what we're going to do. We're just going to basically not really have like set shows here, but you know, check in once in a while, and if we feel compelled to say anything, we'll say something.
Stop visiting the site regularly.
Yeah, don't visit the site anymore. I mean, I don't know.
Well, when we feel inspired, we'll put something out.
Yeah.
But Sundays are honestly not always
a
great day to do a broadcast.
Day.
And the only reason I ended up with the solar storm on Sunday was because I was going on my way to make it easier for other people who all wanted to do different shows on different weekdays.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's just so crazy to think at one point we had shows running 7 nights.
Yeah, a bunch of
a week.
Bullshit.
And
not
some,
all of
and
them.
Sometimes,
there were good people, but...
There was a time when it was Charlie 5 days
a week
in
the
morning, and then 7 shows at night. And I didn't get a whole lot of that out of it other than just a bunch of crap.
Stress. A bunch of stress.
And
a bunch
some people
idiots.
Shilling on the network. Some people,
honestly
trying to do a good job.
Yeah, we had some people that were just good, honest, decent people. But then you had people like David Dotrieve and Chris Dorsey. Jugsh Magazine. And that whole debacle with, oh, God.
And
it's just brought so much stress to my life. I just have such a, ugh.
And then all the people who have
bitterness.
Also passed as well died.
Yeah.
Dana, now gone.
Nick.
And then there was
Robert
Paul Hickman.
Robert Ransdell, Paul Hickman.
Yeah. It's, so.
Yeah.
We haven't known that many good people that have come our way. And some of the ones who very well could have been some great leaders in the future. They're dead, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of how it happens. And other people who are just complete dirtbags are out there thriving still.
Thriving and...
Reinventing themselves every couple minutes.
Getting all of the support and admiration of everybody as they stab them in the back. It's great. Good times.
The troll army that is against us these days is
it's
just
so hilarious.
Ridiculous.
I love it. I love it, honestly. I think it's a great sign that Helmort, whatever, is in, like, every single comment section just copying and pasting the same thing.
Every BitChute video. Every single one, at least, that's on the popular page.
That we're a data mining operation.
Stay away from RenegadeChute. It probably drives more traffic to us.
Yeah, it probably does.
So
it's hilarious.
I plan on still doing regular posts on Renegade Tribune, at least for the time being.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's a daily publication.
Yeah.
You know, some days maybe I'll just take the whole day off. I don't know. I usually don't, but sometimes there's just not a whole lot to say.
Yeah, a lot of the times I just feel like I'm repeating myself, which, you know, we are a lot.
So I've been talking about gators and gardening tonight.
Yeah. And I just, honestly, I mean, you know, that's why I'm not doing regular shows anymore anyways, because I just feel that people become so addicted to consuming content. And look, I don't mind making it, you know? I enjoy when I get to make content that people actually get to enjoy and see. But...
When you're shut out.
When you're shut out from everything, from every discussion, and, you know, it just, it becomes so emotionally draining. And You just have to, like, focus on...
That means the Jews won. You just need to go get a burner phone, get back on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what everyone's like. Why don't you just open up a YouTube channel? It would be so easy. You know, I just... Ugh.
Well, at this point, even the shills are for the most part, gone
have
from YouTube.
To get off YouTube to yeah, get any gone. Kind of... Unless you're, like, Russian Vids or Jurassic Liars or one of
Russian
these
Russian Vids
types.
Are still up there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going by something different now, but he's definitely
most
still...
Some of the most ridiculous conspiracy theories.
Yeah, like
probably right on
some
of them.
Is Katy Perry and just all this nonsense. But yeah, it just, it's super draining, and I don't really know, you know, why Charlie exactly has to take a break, but I could understand him being drained as well. I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but think of how long he's been doing this for, and, you know, you just... You become drained at some point.
And
you really do.
He put so much time in looking at the screen that, you know.
It's like, is it worth sacrificing your own well-being for other people that,
for the most part,
aren't even going to do anything to repay what you've sacrificed?
For free, all the time.
For free, you know, he's sacrificing his eyesight. We've sacrificed our reputations. I mean, yes, there are good people out there who have shown their appreciation and everything. But for the most part, nobody actually really has your back.
No.
So it's like, well, why am I doing this? Why am I putting myself through all of this torment and stress and all of this? For what? Like, what is my payoff? At this point, there's been zero payoff. It's been the opposite.
The payoff, in general, we were thinking would be a better world because unless we do something, there's no chance of it because it's going down the tubes, and we don't want to live in that kind of world.
No.
We don't want to bring up a child in that kind of world. So something had to be done, and it's tough doing it, and that's why more people don't do it.
Yep.
Think about what I gave up when I was 23.
Yeah.
I had a job that was paying almost something like $95,000 a year.
Yep.
But during that job, sitting in a cubicle, I started getting, you know, hip to a lot of conspiracies, if you will. Already, I was already a little conspiratorial. I was like, I can't do this. I can't work for these companies. I ended up still working for a few of them remotely. They just didn't kind of know it. We didn't have much of an interaction.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I still worked within that industry on a part-time basis in order to fund, at certain points, the beginning of Renegade.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that wouldn't have been a possibility. That's the only reason it was able to happen was because I was doing that side gig, making some of that money, and I wasn't getting any kind of support at that time. But nobody was talking about this kind of information at all, except for a few people. Pretty much on Oracle was where it was taking place, with people who have turned against us in a number of ways, and of course we turned against them because they turned against the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But people like Dennis Fecho and others, Charles was over there on Oracle as well. We were the only ones talking about it. We were doing a good job in just laying it all down logically. There wasn't much going on YouTube. It was still all the Nazis. Blame the Nazis.
And then it started to become trendy, and that's when FedEye and everybody hopped on the bandwagon, and they just funneled it into the GOP.
That's what happened. All of our efforts went into the
GOP. It was just like the biggest like stab in the back, kind of like heart-wrenching thing to see. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
People that we had considered, you know, like allies and, you know, like, this is great. We had such a large group of people all coming together for one message, you know, against white genocide. And then all of a sudden that got funneled into Trump.
Even when I was doing that thing where I was trying to bring all of these different groups together to have the
whole
white man march. Remember
mistake.
That? Remember those skinheads or neo-Nazis
they got
or whatever?
So mad.
Who were saying that there was already a white pride worldwide day that was a week away from that one. I was like, have you guys actually organized it for this year?
Nothing.
So can't you just repurpose, like...
That was such a rude awakening to me to see these people who were like, yeah, we're pro-white, go and attack you for, like, trying to organize something because you didn't do it on the right day or whatever. And these guys had never organized anything to, you know, actually happen in their entire lives. It's just, that's when I started to realize, this is such a mess.
Nothing
this
big.
This whole thing.
What's great is still seeing some photos from all the different ones that were sent in from that day.
Yeah.
Still seeing them being used.
Yeah.
Because the message is timeless.
Yep.
So that's what's so important about something like that. A powerful message that's true that can just be shown over and over again to ram it into people's heads. And if you really look at the whole political landscape these days, everybody realizes there's an anti-white agenda. Yeah. It's just some people are for it.
Yeah, exactly.
You've had to pick a side. Either you're anti-white or you're pro-white. And being pro-white does not come with a whole lot of perks. Now you're on the domestic terrorism watch list if you don't hate white people.
Yeah.
And you've pretty much always been. It's just now we have the administration that is openly anti-white rather than pretending to appease the base.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that people would just not get sucked back into the just still supporting Trump, because we see it all over here.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't hate them because they're the kind of people who would probably have my back if things really went down, maybe. You know, right?
No.
They're white people in Florida.
They probably wouldn't have our backs, honestly. They'd be like, you guys are Nazis. Who has even had our back?
Right. I'm just saying if things really went down.
I don't believe white people with guns.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I'm not saying
that's just the trust reality.
But those are white people with guns who aren't probably anti-white.
Who think the Nazis are doing this to us.
Well, you don't have to wear a swastika when you approach them. Sig Heil, my brother? Yeah? Huh?
Southern power?
Southern power. We're going to get them Yankees.
Get them Yanks, boys.
Them Yanks are doing it to us.
Hello, my fellow rednecks.
Boy, that sun sure has been beating hard on me today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. League of the South, they're based. They're based now, you know that?
Oh, God, God.
Red pill, too.
It's just such garbage. It's just such garbage that I'm associated with all these fucking losers for the rest of my damn life now.
David Duke for president.
Really glad. I'm so glad I sacrificed my reputation for this. This has just been such a fucking rewarding experience. Fantastic. It's just been great. It's been awesome.
But think about it. You got interviewed by David
Duke. Oh, wow, yeah.
David Duke has brought up so many times.
How stupid was I to even, like, just even talk to that guy? I was so naive. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I just wanted to do something. You know?
Speak some truth.
I just wanted to feel like I was doing something. I just had a baby and was, like, so overwhelmed with how horrible everything was. And
is.
I naively thought that if I'm brave enough to stand up, like, there will be a payoff. And I still hope it's coming. But so far, I wish I never opened my fucking mouth.
The wheels of karma.
I really don't.
The wheels of karma. Because
it's brought nothing but bullshit to my life.
Slowly.
Yeah, they sure do. They are turning very slowly. Well, here's the thing.
It's not just this that brings bullshit to our lives. There's so many different other things. But pretty much just the whole world is bullshit. It's just you can't expect anything better when dealing with a supposed pro-white, anti-Semite crowd. Because the whole Lenin motto of controlling the opposition by leading them, that really is so true. Yeah. They know their biggest threat, so they've spent so much time and money. Yeah. Attempting to neutralize their biggest threat.
What was that big epiphany I had the other night?
Oh, that they want to, it's just the accelerationist thing where what they want to do is, in order to stop the wave from crashing into them and destroying them, is to basically have the wave start prematurely.
Yes.
Essentially, so that it doesn't destroy them, but gives a reason for an overarching type of crackdown.
Yeah, it's like they ran their game theory algorithm and they realized, like, the inevitable loss. So they're like, well, let's just lose our way. Like, pretend to lose.
Yeah. That could be what it is. But what I do see is that, man, these Jews have a hard... The world Jewish conspiracy has an interesting situation for them because a huge amount of the world now knows what's going on. They know what's happening.
Just even looking at the comments from that really graceful video, I mean, her her BitChute crowd, at least, was not falling for any of that nonsense. People are sick of it. They're sick of being told this, it's the Nazis line over and over again, especially from people that dog whistle to them about, you know, the ADL, Leo Frank, and the Talmud. I mean, come on. Really? You thought the ADL was the American Defense League after doing a whole entire series on Leo Frank?
Yeah.
It's just, it's very interesting to watch the psychological tactics that they're using. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. And it works on some, but it still doesn't work. Once you know the truth, none of that shit works. You see right through it.
Or the mouthy Buddha tactic of, I'm going to tell you what the Jew haters say about the Jews, and then I'm going to tell you what the Jews say about the Jew haters and about themselves. And I'll give the Jews the last word on the subject. I'm just being impartial here and letting you hear both sides of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what he did was he debunked his whole argument. Even if people didn't like really understand what was going on.
That's exactly what he did.
That's what he was doing.
Yep. I mean, just look at the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Same thing with Black Pigeon
Mouthy
Speaks.
Judah.
Black Pigeon Speaks. Oh man, I still see him being such a little cultural icon out there. People love him.
Oh yeah, he's so great.
Oh, sadly millennial guy. Millennial woes.
Yeah.
He got booted from YouTube finally.
Oh my god. That's such sad news.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So sad about that. Where is he gonna be on BitChute now? Doing his little
the BitChute basement?
Yeah, BitChute basement videos.
Broadcasting to you guys from the BitChute basement.
That's just wonderful. That's great.
Some people have a great amount of success on there.
Oh yeah. I've been on there for probably almost 4.5 years or something. And I don't even have 1,500 subscribers.
Even when you naturally get a video that should be on the popular page,
it's never once been on the front page.
No.
You can't even, if you search Goyim Goddess on BitChute, my channel doesn't even come up. At least last time I checked, it didn't. But I sure get a lot of haters in the comments, which is weird, right?
Yeah, huge amount of haters.
Huge amount of haters in the comments, but like no views. So, who the hell's watching it?
Raging
comments. Everybody
section.
In Tel Aviv and the frickin' troll farm.
There's no count.
They just
views.
Have group. They probably just have like group meetings watching our videos together and just getting triggered.
Clicks that come from Tel Aviv don't get put to the view count.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. We even have this troll that is pretending to be different people in the trash of our of our WordPress comments.
I think that's okay. That's Gary of Yorkshire,
Helmore,
who is also Helmore,
who also goes by like a bunch of other things.
Yeah,
but he's pretending to be Varg Vikernes, and he's like, "Hey guys, I got the code. Did you get in?" And then it'll be another person commenting in the trash. Yeah, man, I'm in. It's time to expose them. It's just so funny. It's yeah.
Yep. A lot of trolls, a lot of characters in general. Now, I talked before about the people who have died that were part of Renegade. Well, we also should mention Matthew North, who were both highly suspicious of his death.
I don't think that guy died. Also, that Damon guy, the Truth Seeker, I think he goes by, he brought up something interesting in the chat. Now, this man, Truth Seeker, he had his employer called by Damon,
who also goes by Incessant Goy,
or Goy Mob, or MGTOW Exposed, or something like that. That was one of his other channels. Even though, you know, a few months ago he was basically spouting MGTOW talking points, but yeah, these shills just—they'll go with whatever message they're getting paid for that day. So basically, he found some interesting stuff, and he thinks this is why they are saying Damon died, because I don't buy it. And he was, of course, 33, right? So there was like some meeting that Damon was said to be present at, and correct me if I'm wrong.
A court hearing.
It was a court hearing to get a possession of marijuana charge expunged from his record. Now, if you look at his criminal record, there is no charge for possession of marijuana. I think with the intent to distribute, like he had a lot of it.
And this was 2017, I think. And so this was before he got part of the GDL.
Right. So, but it never shows up on his record. Now, he also has a Jewish aunt who seems to be pretty well connected. I forget all of the ins and outs about this because he threatened to hurt my family if I exposed his Jewish aunt. you know, he also bragged about us all being on lists and everything. You know, I have that recording up on my BitChute if you want to hear it. But that's what it seems like was maybe going on, is that he had some kind of operation to get this expunged from his record. Because why would they have him meeting, the meeting published out there, but there's no criminal record to back that up? That just seems pretty fishy.
But Handsome Truth had some convincing tears on his stream.
Oh, yeah. He took off his sunglasses for a second to try and well up some tears for his fallen comrade who was 33 and in college. A college student, 33 years old, Damon Villasar, or whatever his last name was. Yeah, so I think I wouldn't be surprised if HT has something to do with that as well. I mean, the guy used to do, like, his cringy rap songs bragging about dealing coke and being, like, being, like, a mobster and all that. So I think that's how they get a lot of these little dudes is, and girls, you know, like, real trophy wifey and Ashes, Henry, and all that. They're basically just prostitutes, in my opinion, Ashes and the trophy wife lady. Possible trannies, too. I don't know. With that trophy wife, that could be a tranny.
Yeah, and the pictures that they put out.
It's just, like, just trying to be, like, over-the-top skanky. Yeah. Like, it's just, ugh. So, that's what we're dealing with. I'm just jealous. I'm so jealous.
I want to
take bikini photos all day and be like, I'm such a good mom in my thong bikini on the beach.
Yeah.
Just being a homeschooling mom.
So, Matthew North, just want to mention, there's so much suspicious about that one. And previously, he had said he had found a bug in his place.
Yeah, that looked like some primitive bug that...
Maybe from the 50s.
They could listen your phone or your internet or your smart TV or whatever, dude. They don't need to bug your house.
And then it looked like he took apart his remote or
It was
something.
Like a DVD remote. Whoa, bro, I just found this. Someone planted this. And so... Most of his commenters were not buying it, saying, dude, come on, really?
Yeah.
Really, Matthew? Like, we know you're probably being monitored, but this is not the way they would do it.
And he used to send me these messages about all the people who were...
Yeah, they're following him.
Following him. And
after he started doing shows on Renegade, they all started stalking him and following him. I remember even at that time, you know how distrusting I was of him.
Yeah.
I was like, that little 17-year-old is way too polished. That's not a freaking 17-year-old kid that just, you know, chatting about this stuff. Yeah. I was suspicious of everybody. I still am. But.
Jeff censored. Finally censored. I don't know. Maybe he died, but he's...
Yeah, I don't know. David Dees died.
Who's Jeff censored?
Tracy Twyman died.
I did see a lot of pictures of David actually in the hospital.
Yeah.
So I think David Dees did actually die.
Oh, I know. I'm just adding another person to the list. Tracy Twyman.
I don't know
about that.
Maybe it was just, you know...
Dead Man's Switch or whatever?
Something. But if she did die...
these big names are just dying, right?
Now, Tracy did reveal. I don't know. I would never trust her.
No.
Okay.
But she did reveal.
She was on the Jesse Ventura show talking about reptilians. So weird.
She was also a Mason, and she had, like, her Masonic posing picture, remember?
Just all of that. And this is somebody I had interviewed way back in, like, 2012, 2011.
Yeah.
So I knew her all right. I read... at least one of her books at that point. Very revealing stuff, though.
The whole Minnie's Moose series was extremely interesting. Some really interesting information.
Ties together a lot of stuff. And this is some of the material that really got me interested in general in the alternative realm.
Yeah.
The politics really bores me.
I can't stand politics.
I'd rather talk about history any day over politics. And honestly... you don't really need to know much about the ins and outs of this bill happening and what's coming, next with this altercation.
We're all getting screwed. That's all you need to know.
We're getting screwed. It's not going to get better by voting in red or blue, and it's the Jews.
Yeah.
And they control the money supply. That's key.
Yeah.
They've got the money. They buy the politicians. It's so simple. Once you look at all the TV movie moguls.
I even knew that before I knew about the Jewish hand behind it all. I just knew that some group controlled both sides.
Yeah.
It was pretty damn obvious.
Yeah, it's just crazy that they're able to just weave this spell, especially with their mass media, and just make it so that they're invisible ruling over us. Because once you put on those glasses, you realize, oh my, it's Jews. What the heck's going on?
Jews.
Yeah, it really is. Hava Nagila starts playing over and over in her head. Oh, no.
Make it stop.
And the Larry David music kicks in. Fade to black.
Yep. Yeah.
It's
been such a great time.
Truth is power, I guess. I guess, you know, we don't have a whole lot of power in many regards. Mm-hmm. But I do think that we have a big influence. And that, in a way, is power. Even though if we cannot reach a huge amount of people anymore,
yeah,
we still have influence.
Yeah.
And that's, wait, honestly, in certain regards, we're more powerful than any individual talking head on the TV. Because they're just a little cog in the wheel.
Yeah.
And, you know, they go down, or plenty of other people still doing it. They're not actually influential. They're just basically the loudspeakers in the way they live world. Sleep, sleep, mm-hmm. sleep. It's the people out there who are shaking things up who really have more power. For sure.
Well, I mean, why would they have to, like, still put out all this garbage about us constantly? Like, what? Are they really threatened? No one watches my damn videos. You know, I don't even do a show. So why do they feel the need to constantly, like, be posting all this stuff about me being a mud shark and me... I don't even know. What do they say? That I'm an actress named Sinead something?
I'm Kyle Woods.
Yeah, and I'm somebody Sinead Kearley or something. I don't even
know. Remember that guy used to say, I was Kit Harington, K-H.
Yeah, and I was Rose...
Whoever Leslie. He was dating. Rose Rose Leslie. And what's really funny, though, was there was a picture of Rose and Kit together.
They kind of did look like us.
You know what? I could see how
if
somebody...
If I looked really quickly, like...
Who's a little bit schizo or a little bit paranoid could think that that was us.
Yeah.
Was just little prosthetics here and there. Dallas Goldbug.
Yeah.
Get on it.
I'm actually a famous actress. That's why I live in this house.
I'm really dedicated
to playing my role.
Yeah, she is. She acts as the person who's making all these products over here.
Yeah.
She just acts
just
it out.
Just part of my method acting.
Getting deep in character.
So deep in character. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, but what I do think is part of the influence, too, is just the way that we see the synchronicities come back. Now, mm-hmm. these could just very well be people who are listening to us and doing a Truman Show style. I don't know. It could also just be... the world of the ether, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Getting it reflected back. But remember 2 weeks ago when we did that show about Mars, and then we saw even more stuff
kind of
reflected
weird.
Back to us, like the New York Times article with something about ancient Rome has something to tell us about the pandemic. And that's pretty much, we were talking about ancient Rome and Mars and the pandemic in that show. And they had this picture of, maybe it was Mars, I don't even know, but some ancient Roman statue, and then a bunch of red dots all over it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like thinking, this is exactly what we're talking about, the red dots. And
then you had the whole Perseverance rover landing on Mars. Percy.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Perseverance.
Yeah. Now, also, Rush Limbaugh played out that show.
Yeah, that happened like a day or two after we talked about him and played that clip of him with the Martian.
He died right after we talked about Rush Limbaugh and played that clip. And I hadn't talked about that guy in years. Just interesting little synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that those happen more when we don't deal with just day-to-day politics.
Right.
Obviously.
Right. Which is so boring and draining. And
because pointless. Then we're just reflecting back to them just a slightly
their
different
reality.
Take of their reality.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than really trying to get down to and the signs
the
and the symbols.
Workings of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Which is more interesting. And we can talk about this headline and that headline and all the different ways that we're being screwed. It's like, we know the score at this point. So why do people constantly want to hear, like, oh, we're being screwed this way, and now guess what? We're being screwed that way. But, like, when do people actually make a stand and do something? Or are they just going to continue to listen to content and consume?
We'll just have to analyze the gematria of the headlines. Okay.
Oh my God.
33. Trump's going to be resurrected by Barack Hussein Obama. And it's coming. Space Needle and stuff, right?
Oh God.
And we are almost out of time, but before the music kicks in, I do want to let you promote your products.
Check out heathenherbs.com if you want some soap or some iodine, magnesium products, deodorant, tooth powder. All kinds of stuff. I got to make more shampoo bars, though, but I'm going to sell these ones at a reduced price because they got a little ugly.
Ew.
They're just a little ugly, but they'll work just fine.
Yeah, that's the thing. These products, they work just fine if they don't look the best, even. You know, bar soap.
But if I'm going to sell something at full price, I want it to look perfect.
That's why people take advantage of the ugly sales.
Yeah, well, it helps me out, too, because I need to get rid of this product, and then I will make some more.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back at some point.
Yeah, at some point. Just, you know, just check in once in a while. Maybe we'll do a show, maybe we won't. Pick I don't know. Guys. Var ekki Kristi kær Var rauður bóginn brann Líðan lagði fyrir undan björgunum Líðan lagði fyrir undan björgunum fram Velkomin Ólafur Liljur á Sittir fann, sittir fann Gakki björg og bú með oss Var rauður bóginn brann Líðan lagði
Many websites focus on just one or two topics over and over again. It can get tiresome, and visitors can often miss the forest for the trees. At Renegade Tribune, we offer a wide variety of content for you every single day. You can find important topics from the past and present, podcasts, videos, recipes, art galleries, mythology, and so much more. You'll want to visit RenegadeTribune.com every day, and please do consider signing up and submitting a post of your own. We need all hands on deck in this struggle for our survival.
Calling out your name as loud as I can without sounding bad. You've been within sight and looking out. So if you could hear me from where you've been standing. You'd have heard me by now. I am the sun. That's all I've ever been since I begun. All I'll ever be until I'm done. I wouldn't ever want to hurt no one.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend, CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com. CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.